Theatre is the most famous of the four Ospedale Grande of Venice due to its connection with Vivaldi. It was founded back in 1346 by Venetian nuns as an orphanage. Babies could be left at a window only large enough to admit infants. Boys lived in a separate building and learnt a trade. Girls learnt domestic skills, except for those who showed musical talent, and they were chosen to be part of the Cappella Musicale. Those who were particularly accomplished were part of the Figlie di Coro, meaning daughters of the choir. There were about 40 to 60 girls in this special choir, nicknamed the Putte, or angels. The choir was laid out like a normal mixed choir. Some women with exceptionally low voices actually sang the bass parts. Sometimes they transposed up an octave. The performances were famed, and visitors to Venice wrote about these performances. The women and girls were behind lattice work, for modesty's sake, providing only a glimpse of the performers, who were dressed in white, with bunches of pomegranate blossoms behind the ear. What the audience missed out seeing, beside the choir, was girls playing instruments that at the time were considered only suitable for men, such as the horn, the double bass, and the bassoon. Such was the fame of the Pieta that it began to receive children from noble families, both legitimate and illegitimate, and eventually accepted young female students who paid for lodging and tuition. You may wonder what brought these worthy institutions to an end. Though they worked on a system of earning income through concerts and through charity, the general financial instability of Venice at the end of the 18th century caused them gradually to go bankrupt. The Derelitti closed in 1791, followed by the Medicante in 1795. Napoleon's invasion of Venice had an impact on the remaining two ospedale, with the Incurabili closing in 1805. The Pieta staggered on, though, with the last composition connected with the institution being performed in 1840. Probably the most famous choral work to come out of the Pieta is Vivaldi's Gloria. It was written in 1713 when the choirmaster of the Pieta, Gasparini, was on leave, and Vivaldi was invited to step in composing choral works to attract the audiences to the chapel services. The work opens with confident leaping octaves that resemble Vivaldi's concerto style. Here it is, performed as it would have been by an all-female choir, the Ensemble Caprice, conducted by Matthias Marter.
Thank you.
That was the opening of the Gloria in D major by Vivaldi, performed by Ensemble Caprice, conducted by Matthias Mauter. In September this year, Vivaldi's Gloria will feature as part of the Baroque Festival with an all-female choir, giving you the chance to hear it as it would have originally sounded. FMR.